We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is the world-famous K-Rock, Kevin Kenny, and the very famous birthday boy, Modsun, is here.
I'm here on my birthday, hanging out with my best friend, Kevin Kenny, at my favorite station.
This is, I'll give you this as a token for your birthday. That's a key card to the building. You're here so much, you can put that to good use now, Modsun.
I'm finally your intern?
Exactly.
What kind of coffee do you like?
We've reviewed all the applications.
What kind of coffee do you like, Kevin? I will get it right now. I'll be right back.
Dude, how are you?
I'm having the greatest day of my life, man.
You're feeling fearless, you told me.
I'm feeling very fearless.
How, yes. Taylor Swift of you.
Yeah, that's cool. I get compared to her a lot.
Yeah, you're mistaken. We're walking around LA. But how's it feel? I mean, you're somebody that I feel like your birthday is a very important day for you. I know for me, it's like a very like spiritual day. Now it's not like a cornball, but you know, you think about yourself, you think about your life. And is that how you get on your birthday?
I definitely get like that on my birthday. I mean, I didn't picture myself even potentially being on this earth this long, you know? So it's great to be on the other side of those thoughts and then enjoying getting older. I actually like it. I know that there's like something that comes with getting older that a lot of people get scared of it. I love it. I embrace it.
Well, you have such a better understanding. You know what I mean? It's like that obstacle you got to get over, where you're like, you got to sort of like, you know, say goodbye to, you know, youth or whatever that is, right? And then you also fall in love with the fact that you're like, well, you know what? I know so much more now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I fall back in love with all the things that, all the memories that brought me here.
Yeah,
and the part of my youth, like, it becomes more a part of my life now as I get
absolutely.
Older. I actually feel younger than I ever have.
Oh yeah. It's a very real thing.
Yeah.
It's quite the birthday. You have a new song, and you're going to world premiere it right here on K-Rock. It's going out across the country tonight. It's a big show, Mod.
World premiere.
You
Mod
got
Son and Kevin Kenny.
That's our new imaging for all world premieres. We have more with Mod. He's live for the hour right here on K-Rock. We are back on the world-famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Kenny. Mod Son's in the house. He's
Mod
brought
Son.
A world premiere record that we're going to get to. And let's actually talk about this. The song is called Rich Kids Ruin Everything, and you teased it really for the first time in full at Emo Night LA at
yes.
the Avalon
yes.
in Hollywood last week. When did you decide you were going to sort of like, you know, and again, what an audience to play the music for. If there's ever tastemakers in the world of alternative, I mean, it's those fans that go to that event every month.
Yes.
How did you go about deciding that was the perfect place?
I mean, honestly, like you said, it's the audience. Like, really, the whole song is for the kids that got made fun of for liking what they liked and now seeing it be embraced. You know, like, I can't tell you how many times I got bullied for being a scene kid, for being a skateboarder. Dude, skateboarding right now is so much different than what it was like when I was in high school. Like, I would be riding down the street and that classic movie scene of someone throwing a milkshake at you because you're skating, and they would call me like a dirty. They'd be like, "You're dirty." For skateboarding.
Oh, totally.
And I really got made fun of for all that. And like, I mean, my hair being half and half right now is literally, my hair is half black, half blonde right now. For all you listeners out there who are interested in how my hair looks. And I got made fun of for all these things. And it's quite astonishing to see those things being so embraced by culture right now.
Well, it's astonishing, and it also just sends me for a trip because, you know, you have this documentary you're at right now that's for free on YouTube. Remember Me Just Like This. And there's so many things in that documentary that were not cool back in the day
yes.
that are now very cool. Like, even emo. I mean, the emo kids, right? Like, everything gets grouped into that term emo now, but the emo kids were like the outcasts, dude. Those were not the cool kids. And now you see celebrities, like, you know, endorsing it. It's the funniest thing.
High fashion brands doing runway shows based off of outfits that were worn by people like, I'm guessing you were you an emo kid?
I wasn't. No, but I say out of respect, I was not an emo kid. Okay. I was like an alternative
kid. I was a super emo kid.
Yeah.
Wearing outfits and all these things. Like, I mean, just the classic. Let's just go with the studded belt.
Yeah.
Let's just go with the studded belt.
Start there.
Like, let's just start there. Let's go with wearing, back in the day, tight-fitting jeans. You had to buy girls' jeans. I know there are people out there listening right now that got made fun of so much for wearing tight girls' fitting jeans, okay? And now, of course, fashion has embraced that, and every jean pant brand makes a tighter fitting jean, which is, of course, what should have always happened. But
right.
These are all things that I find just, like I said, astonishing. And then also, it is, I can say it because I was really there, and like, it's hilarious. It's hilarious to me, you know? And that's what this whole song, that's the epitome, that is the DNA and the heartbeat of this song. It is saying, yes, it is astonishing, and yes, it is hilarious. And it's tongue-in-cheek, all while having a very serious kind of undertone of where I see culture right now.
Yeah. It's an anthem. It's called Rich Kids Ruin Everything. You're going to hear it here on this station before anywhere else in the next 30 minutes. All right, we're back on the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Kenny. Mod Sun is here. It is his birthday. Happy birthday, Mod. You can get some claps from the studio audience.
I made it. Shout out all my Pisces out there. It's our time. We shot it.
Are you a true and through Pisces? What is that? What is the making of a Pisces?
100% all the good things.
Okay.
That is it. All the good things. I read like the first three sentences of what a Pisces is, and I don't go any further. And I'm like, outgoing, charismatic, like fun to be around, and then sensitive. And then I read no further.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't want to know the rest of it. But all those things, yeah, I've always felt that. I'm not really like a... Is it astrology? Is that what that is?
I think
really?
So.
Yeah.
Zodiac.
Yeah, Kevin, me and Kevin for sure are definitely like, I think so. My girlfriend's heavy into it, and so I hear about it all the time.
And are you two compatible as far as astrology goes?
I think so.
You hope so, right, Ma?
Fingers
you
are should know that.
You just said your girlfriend's
right
really
now.
Into it. Clearly I'm you've like, been listening.
I'm like, yeah, I feel like she would listen to the stars. If we weren't, I probably...
be in bad shape.
Yeah.
So you've chosen your birthday to release this the first introduction to this new era, and you're someone that, as an artist, you take your eras very seriously. Last era, of course, the internet killed the rock star. That chapter has ended. This is a new beginning. So tell us about this song in terms of the lyrics we're going to hear in a couple of minutes here when we world premiere it. Like, where was your head at, and why did you write it?
So here's the real deal. So I grew up in a suburb, okay? I lived in that suburb because my mom was a single mother, literally with nothing. You know, my mom and my dad got divorced. My mom had nothing. We were broke, for real. But she was like, I really, really care about my children, and I will do anything to get them into a good city. So we lived in a place in Minnesota. It was a suburb. It was a good city. We were the broke kids, me, myself, and my sister, in that city, surrounded by all the, like, preppy, jock, typical, like that was what it was. And I used to write on my notebook in high school, rich kids run everything. And then I'd scratch out run and turn it to ruin. And I used to write that on like everything that I had. I wrote it on my locker and all that, everything. And so I always wanted to do something with that. And we kind of tapped on it earlier, just like, I wanted to make something tongue-in-cheek. I've never had a song that ever, honestly, ever got a laugh before. You know, this song like gets, and I'm not saying laugh like, ha ha, nice song. I'm talking like, there are like lyrically funny moments in this song, okay? I'm talking directly about the internet, you know? I'm talking directly about what happens when we open up our phone and see people posting whoever they feel like they are that morning, you know? And what I see is this whole resurgence of rock and roll, alt, punk, just punk. Punk is like a fashion, you know? And like Vivian Westwood always kind of said at the beginning of punk that it was a fashion and aesthetic before it was a sound, you know? So I embrace that. I think it's great. Like, I'm rooting for all that. But at the same time, I kind of want to stick up for the underdogs. I want to stick up for the people that got made fun of for this, that got bullied for being like that. And I think that someone needed to say this song. That's really what it comes down to. I think that the best way to write a song is to write a song that needs to be said.
Yeah.
And Rich Kids have a tendency to ruin everything. They get it easy.
Yeah.
Like Kevin, I'm telling you the truth. Like, you know, a lot of people out in this industry have had it extremely easy, you know, whether it be them being just prettier than others, whether it be them having parents that have connections, whether it be that they have other group of famous people around them that help them. These are all things that happen, and it kind of leaves a lot of the true, real ones in my eyes to the side, you know, and they get overlooked, and they're living in the shadows. And so I decided to take the sun and turn it to a different side to shine light on the things that were in the shadows. And that's what really I feel like I'm doing with this song. And anyone that's heard it has told me, they're like, yo, this is something that needed to be said. Finally, someone said it,
yeah.
You know? And that's why I get the biggest joy out of it. It's a little bit, it's a little bit of me taking a side on something. I think that some of the most crucial great art is when you clearly take a side on something and have a set opinion, you know?
Oh, yeah. And that's what that it's going to reach so many people, maybe more people than you've ever reached, because it is that anthem. It's almost like I think of it as like a 2022 Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Like what that song was able to do for Good Charlotte, and how we as kids were like, yeah, you know what? That is how we feel about these celebrities that, you know, be and moan all the time,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
So I cannot say how excited I am to play this record for the very first time. It's coming up 15 minutes away. Rich Kids Ruin Everything, the world premiere with Modson live here in studio. And it is world premiere time on the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Kenny talking to you. And Modson, if you're watching online right now, at K-Rock online, he's holding up his new key card that now every artist is going to want a key card. But that was my birthday gift to Modson. He can come and go whenever he pleases.
Are you seriously giving this to me?
No, absolutely not. Give it
yeah,
back.
I'm going to say, bro, you don't want to do that. I'll be waiting
I gotta
for
go to
you
work tomorrow, Mod.
I will be waiting for you. Really, for everyone out there, he really just took it back for
these
me.
These monitors
Thanks
are going to say Modson
gift,
Radio.
Kevin. Thanks very much, dude.
I've already taken back my B-Day gift. Really quickly, there's going to be a really phenomenal video. We don't have to say too much about it because the element of surprise, it's a lost art and you're really great at it. You've shot the video. You shot the video earlier today. Anything you can say about the video just to get people excited? Again, I want to leave it a surprise, but this is really going to be a stellar video.
Yes. I just filmed it all day today, and I decided to really put my best foot forward with this video, which I always really, really care about the visual format of music. I really have always done that. When I make music, I close my eyes and I see it all happening. With this video, I really wanted to change up. I think we're seeing a lot of the same things happening with videos, a lot of the same people in the background of all the videos. I wanted to make an art piece, Kevin. I really, really wanted to make something that was going to be visually stimulating when you watch, that involves myself as a centerpiece surrounded by people that play even a more pivotal role in the video. And it's kind of me being the narrator of what's happening. And to put it very loosely, I decided to make a musical. It's very much a musical element in this video. And you will never think of shopping carts the same again.
Yeah. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, okay.
He downloaded me off air, and it is going to be ill. You can find it, I'm sure, at the Modson YouTube channel, where you can also watch the documentary. But now the time has come, Mod. It is birthday night. You are the birthday boy. Introduce your world premiere record.
Everyone out there, thank you so much for allowing me to come on the air tonight and speak to you. This is my brand new song called Rich Kids Ruin Everything. Thank you. My name is Modson, and it's my birthday. I love you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game.
The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.